Beautiful jazzy rendition of Joy to the World from Mandisa. Good morning to you. Happy Thursday. Thanks for tuning in to WJTL at 7:05.
And it's time to check in on the WJTL end of the year donation tracker. Our goal is to raise $448,231 by the end of the year to meet budget. And so far, thanks to your generosity, we have received $91,973, which is 20% of our target. Your financial support is crucial in helping WJTL shine as a light in our community. If you haven't yet made your contribution, we invite you to send your end-of-the-year donation today to WJTL, 1875 Junction Road, Mannheim, PA 17545, or donate online at WJTL.com. Thank you so much for believing in this radio ministry and for investing in the lives of listeners who are impacted every single day.
Our very special guest today, Lynn Fisher with Do Something for the Nations. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's so great to have you here. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Well, good morning to our early listeners out there. Good morning to my family, friends, and even cousins who might be listening. And a big shout out to my daughter who's out there helping those affected by the hurricanes.
Wow, wonderful. So tell us about Do Something for the Nations.
Yes. So Do Something was something that the Lord gave me personally in 2015. And Matthew 25 compels us to give, feed, clothe, visit, and invite. And my question is, which one am I doing? Which one are you doing? And I know in this season we see a lot of that, which is beautiful.
Yes, it is.
And he's calling us to every season.
Right.
To give, feed, clothe, visit, and invite. And I met with a beautiful godly woman last week, and she encouraged and challenged me with the words of Mary, the mother of Jesus. They were her last words recorded in the Bible. I wonder if you know what they are. I'm going to tell you in the next session here.
Okay. Yeah. And so tell us about what are some of the things you have done as far as reaching out to the nations in the past.
Yes. So, you know, we can all do something. So I started here in Lancaster reaching out to those in my community. God's heart is for the widows. And so my heart is still for them. As we follow him, he gives us his heart. But as far as other countries, already a year and a half ago, spent 6 weeks in Turkey after the earthquake, was able to help build 22 sheds for those that had lost everything. So my hope is bringing, my passion is bringing hope in practical ways.
Yeah. And if folks want to find out more information about what Do Something is doing, can they visit you online?
Absolutely. Instagram, Do Something for the Nations. Email, dosomethingforchrist@gmail.com. That's the number 4.
Yeah, very cool. And if folks want to support what you're doing, is there an opportunity to do that as well?
Yes. So you would go to petra.church online into give, and then Lynn Fisher Do Something is under the give in petra.church. That's
okay.
The church I attend.
Yeah, petra.church is the place. /give. You could see Do Something there. And that's a way they could support what you're doing, Lynn. Coming up next break, you're going to tell us more about some of your things you're going to be doing in 2025.
Yes, and the last words recorded of Mary, the mother of Jesus.
All right, stick around for that. It's on the way. We've got more music too. Colton Dixon, Mark Martell, and more.